It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. From television ads to flyers, presidential candidates spare no expense in hopes of earning your vote. Maze Tunes cartoonist and pop culture contributor Joe Woes joins us now with a look at the surprising expenditures being tallied by the presidential candidates. Joe, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, very good. Always nice to be here.
So which candidates' reports did you look at? Apparently, you did some painstaking research.
I really did. I looked at all of them, frankly. I looked most closely at the main candidates, Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, Clinton, Trump. I looked at pretty much all of them.
How long did that take?
I spent about 15 hours going through all of these.
Yikes.
It started really as something I'm like, oh, this would be interesting to look at. And then, I realized there was over 50,000 line items between them. And I just went through them line by line, just looking for something interesting.
Was there a spending pattern among the candidates, Republican or Democrat?
There was. I think one of the most interesting one was on the Republican side. And it has to do with where they eat. Republicans, except for Trump, eat at Chick-fil-A.
Known for being for having conservative tendencies.
Yes, and it was interesting that every single one of the Republican candidates spent anywhere from $500 to $4,000, eating at Chick-fil-A. It was the one thing that was sort of across the board with them. I thought that was just such an unusual anomaly.
But did Trump actually eat there?
Trump did not.
Did not. What did he eat?
Trump ate at his own restaurants, the Trump Cafe, the Trump Grill, restaurants in the various Trump hotels. So
are they high-end restaurants?
No, they're not. If you look at the expenditures, on average, they were anywhere from $8 to up to $300. But, you imagine he was holding group meetings, so they weren't particularly expensive or high-end restaurants.
Okay, now, as long as we're talking about Donald Trump, he said he is running a self-funded campaign, not relying on outside donors. Is that true?
Well, it's not completely true. He does have some smaller donors, individual donors. Of the $35 million raised, and this is between April of last year through end of January this year, of the $35 million he raised, $17 million of that was in loans from himself. So he's not just giving money to the campaign, he's loaning it. So that money can be repaid from campaign funds at any point during this election. So that's an important distinction, that is loans and not donations he's making to his own campaign.
Let's look at Ted Cruz. Any surprises there with Ted Cruz?
I think the one thing that really stood out for me is he spends a lot on flowers, more than any other candidate, over 62 different separate occasions where he bought flowers. He spent over $6,000 in florist fees.
So you're looking at his expenditures and you're like you're adding up all the times he bought flowers?
Yes.
Now, how did you end up doing that? Did you just see flowers in a column and say, oh boy, look at how many times?
I went through column by column and I see, comparing them, and I go, on average, these candidates are spending $50 on flowers, for an event. And I just noticed he had more line items of flower purchases than any other candidate. And maybe he's a hopeless romantic, or maybe he gets in trouble with the wife a lot. But, he definitely loves flowers.
Now, I noticed that in your piece that you have him spending, you did a rather substantial piece for the Tribune Review. That appeared yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, I'm looking at this, and you have him spending $250,000 buying copies of his own book, which is called A Time for Truth. Isn't that what other people are supposed to do? Isn't that why you write a book?
That is, and there's a good reason he did that. Not just to give away his gifts, it actually propped up his sales numbers. It was actually very controversial. Several of the major listings, like the New York Times bestseller list, refused to list him because they felt he was propping up his own numbers, which he denied.
My book sold a quarter of a million.
That's exactly right. He's spending a lot of money on his own book and props up his numbers. But he's not the only one who did that. Ben Carson did it as well.
And Marco Rubio was in Pittsburgh, and you tracked what he did when he was in Pittsburgh. One of the things you discovered was that he spent over $4,000 at the almost $4,500 at the Duquesne Club. Was that all in one night?
That was all in one night.
So and why?
You know, no idea why. I mean, it probably hosting a small fundraiser event. You know, when you look at who spent the most in Pittsburgh, though, it's actually Hillary Clinton. Hillary spent some money at a couple of hotels, but also some of the companies she's using to mine data are based in Pittsburgh. So she actually spent the most here.
So you have candidates who are spending, I guess you had Donald Trump at $23 million?
Yeah, he's a bit of a cheapskate compared to some of the others.
Well, John Kasich, though, has only spent $7 million, a little more than $7 million.
Yes, and when you look at his expenditures, I mean, they're really, really low as compared to everyone else. I mean, most of these candidates are, you know, $50 million, you know, $90 million, and much more. You know, and he spent his money in very interesting ways. You know, a lot of these people were buying, you know, TV ads and, you know, all these advertising newspapers. He spent $448 to buy an ad in the Hawkeye Hunting and Fishing News. So that's and he also spent about $2,000 on his own book.
Well, he knows who's
he is very focused on who his audience is.
Exactly. We're talking with Joe Woese, a pop culture contributor, looking at the surprising expenditures being tallied by the presidential candidates. We should get to some of the Democrats here. Bernie Sanders, he's spent quite a bit of money, right? But the question is, what is he spending it on?
Yeah, he has spent over $80 million.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. A lot of that goes to payroll. A lot of that is going to marketing. But the really interesting expenditures to me were the things he's spending on events, especially in Las Vegas. He lists office supplies at $186 at the 99-cent store. So I picture him, you know, someone going in and buying, you know, $186 worth of 99-cent ballpoint pens or something. He held his event at the Adventure Dome.
The Adventure Dome?
The Adventure Dome in Las Vegas, which is in the Circus Casino, which I describe in the article as sort of this low-rent casino hotel where vagrant clowns go to die. It's this miserable place. And but he also, you know, got his decorations from the Goodwill in Las Vegas, where they spent $275. So I just sort of picture him going, you know, nothing fancy, just get some plastic flowers from the Goodwill. I mean, he really just...
Want to go overboard.
That's exactly it. And you know, it goes even deeper when they looked at who were there to use for their moving company. They used a company called Little Guy Movers. So this campaign takes very serious this idea of, you
giving
know,
the little guy a chance.
Yeah.
I guess.
You know, and,
right?
And his biggest food expenditures, Dunkin' Donuts, $3,000. So, you know, he really lives up to sort of this common man, every guy, keep the cost low kind of reputation.
Now, what about Hillary before we wrap this up? How's she? I'm guessing she's spending a fair amount.
She is spending more than anyone else. Mm-hmm. She's at $95 million, almost $96 million during this time period. You know, $100,000 of that was spent on valet parking. So you're looking at her expenditures. They're a bit more extravagant. She spent $816 on a luxury restroom trailer. This is a porta potty with marble fixtures and, you know, Muzak piped in.
Does anybody get to use that? Or
no, it was for a very specific high fundraiser event. So she's spending a lot on very expensive events.
Okay. And so, I mean, what do you take away from all this? And did it influence you, Joe, in terms of who you will personally support?
You know, it's interesting because my takeaway is how much of the narrative, the people are living up to the narrative that's being told. You know, Trump spent $500,000 on hats, red hats, as I say in the story, because, you know, red armbands would just be too obvious. So he really, they're living up to their reputations of where they're spending their money. You know, Hillary is sort of this extravagant spender as you know, perceived by, you know, many of the young people, and Bernie Sanders, the down-to-earth guy. So, you know, reading this, you're going to come away with it exactly what your expectations of the candidates are. They're really reinforcing those reputations. And, you know, I came away with it with a lot of respect for Bernie Sanders.
Anything that's just surprised you in the last 30 seconds or so that we have? Something that jumped out at you is a wow moment?
You know, I think...
In those 15 hours of pouring through those expenditure reports?
The one that really surprised me is a more serious one, and that is that Clinton is the only one who's on her own payroll. You know, she spent over $160,000 paying herself in salary and benefits.
Can you do that? I guess you can.
Yeah, absolutely can. She's just the only one who did.
Joe Woese, who spent hours and hours looking through the expenditures of the various presidential candidates, those that are remaining, even some that are no longer in the race. He did it so that you and I wouldn't have to. And Joe, we owe you a tremendous debt of gratitude, not only for that, but for stopping by once again and joining us, gracing us with your presence on Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thanks as always.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Tomorrow on the show, we'll find out what Cuba watchers in Pittsburgh think of the president's historic trip. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.